Hi, everyone.
So we have a co-host
called Beto.
And we have an executive producer, and he's made a move. He's chosen the co-host and the baby. No, we got the baby. We just lost it. Nice. Want to destroy this glass table? Oh, this is the part of the podcast you like, huh? Just a normal day here in Paramount Studios.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to a chaotic episode of Free People, Free People.
Because you know everybody who's on iTunes and Spotify can tell exactly what's going on.
Well, we have a ball of destruction called Lion Arguez.
Wow, ball of destruction. That was very creative.
Who has been ripping through the set wonderfully today. And so if we... Oh, don't... Can I turn off the plug?
That'd be super cool if he electrifies himself right there. That'd be... We'll get it. It'll be like a hair straightener all in one shot.
Nice. I like those videos that you... Have you ever seen those videos?
If you're wondering what that noise is...
It's a perico.
Okay.
Off. All right, so welcome to week 9 of Free People, Free People. I don't know how many times I've welcomed you because I don't know how many times you've been interrupted. But we are glad and grateful to be back. This week in particular, we are talking about dedication. And let me tell you, it's taken a lot of dedication to be able to get through this week and sit down. Who's going to make the...
You mean camera 3 is going to go right now?
Camera 3 is about to go.
Camera 3. Okay. Not camera 3, Lion. You don't like that camera? It's there. Hey, camera 3, you're still there. Cool.
It's taken a lot of dedication to get everything set up today and to get on camera. I think we thought about waiting. And I'm sure if people are listening to this every week, they're like, why don't they record while he's sleeping?
Why don't you guys get a babysitter?
This past Friday at Free People, we spoke about dedication, as I just mentioned. And one of the things that really stuck with me, I think the tonality of everybody in the room was pretty similar in terms of how they interpreted the word. And the one thing that stuck with me was a friend of mine, Buffy, hashtag body by Buffy. she's a personal trainer.
Lion translated body by Buffy. If you ever wonder how Lion holds his bottle with one hand, it's because he trains with Body by Buffy.
Straight up, hashtag Body by Buffy. And Buffy had mentioned, because she's also a new mom, and she's got a little girl called Tiger, who's probably 4 months younger than Lion, and she said that she feels like she's giving 25% of herself to everything that she can, and she's one of those people that wants to give everything of her to all the things that she's passionate about and desires to accomplish. But sometimes you need to be okay with just doing the 25%. And I think if you are like a very high, if you're a very like high functioning person or you're very goal task oriented, it's very challenging to only be able or to know and settle and have peace with the fact that that 25% that you feel like you're giving is actually 100% of what you can give to those things. It's easy to think that you're not dedicated to something just because you cannot devote every part of yourself to the thing. But sometimes dedication is just coming back to something time and time again to move it forward just a little bit.
Yeah, one of the things I liked about Friday night is our friend Christian. He's one of the lead designers at Guess. He worked on either J Balvin or Bad Bunny's collection. But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about dedication. What I liked what he said was how dedicated he was to fashion, but then also how dedicated he is to his relationship with God. And then he used as a side reference Pastor Irwin and how Pastor Irwin is hip and he's well put together and that he is one of the most brilliant translators of the scriptures. So he said in a nutshell that you don't have to be corny to be dedicated to God.
Yeah.
And it was so cool good. That in Christian's mind, he put together, you don't have to be corny to be dedicated to God. I thought that was amazing. So after Lion disrupted the set, he went to sleep and then he woke back up before we could get going again. So we're at it round 2 with Lion. And one of the things that I thought when I was thinking about coming to Free People on Friday was, what would I possibly say about dedication? Funny thing is, everything that I work on, I'm 100% dedicated to. I do absolutely nothing that I don't want to do. That's like an amazing statement in and of its own. I'm not going to say I always want to do what I'm doing. So I find myself that I have to rededicate myself to even the stuff that I want to do. And I know that sounds crazy, but it's true. I've minimalized, I've curated my life to do exactly what I want to do. Maybe not the capacity that I want to do it, but it's solely what I want to do. And I noticed that I have to keep rededicating myself to that stuff because it's not any less challenging. I have to rededicate myself to my wife. I have to rededicate myself to my son. I have to rededicate myself to people. I rededicate myself to challenging myself creatively, physically. And it's like a common thread. It's not like anything is like satiating enough that I feel complete and I no longer need to be dedicated to it because it just flows so simply. It's actually a challenge and you have to step up to that challenge every single day, at least in my life. And I was trying to think of like some examples of where I'm kind of getting this mindset from. And it's interesting because if you're familiar with mentorship, you know that maybe some of your ideal mentors you can't have or you can't get to. The cool thing is you can study anyone and anyone can mentor you if you allow them to by their teachings, the way they lived. And hopefully that's a little bit of what we're doing here with Free People, Free People. Experience plus learning is what creates wisdom. The person who has the opportunity to learn from someone else's mistakes and doesn't is dumb. But the person who has the opportunity to learn from somebody else's mistakes and does is wise. So we're not necessarily sharing all the answers, but we're sharing a lot of responses from experience and giving you the opportunity to be wise. A wise man I looked into in the Bible was Moses. And you could have a mixed opinion about Moses. He killed people, he freed people. You know, he worked hard, he prayed hard. Moses found himself in silence for like 40 years waiting to hear from God and was surprised by a burning bush. I know this all sounds really crazy, but what we're taking from Moses is his ethics and his character. And Moses stayed dedicated to good. And no matter how long it took for the fruition of that good to take place, he stayed dedicated to it. He stayed dedicated to his people. And something that I learned from Moses and actually looking at Lion is that your calling in your life, the fruits of your efforts and your labor doesn't necessarily need to take place in your lifetime as long as it takes place in your lifeline. I'll repeat that.
That's good.
Yeah, the fruits of our efforts doesn't necessarily need to take place in our lifetime, but it should take place in our lifeline. And when we're doing things like this and we're offering what we have inside and we're offering our ideas and our insights for other people to maybe benefit from, we're creating an opportunity for these efforts to bless somebody in our lifeline. In short, the tweet of dedication for me was rededicate yourself to good daily.
I was super inspired by the story of Leonardo da Vinci's Last Supper and how I never have like my concrete notes. I always like paraphrase and loosely reference. But basically the story is about the Last Supper. And in the 1970s, there was a woman who was entrusted with restoring this painting. The painting is approximately 15 feet, I believe. And it took 23 years of restoration for the restoration process. When I was hearing about the restoration, I was so jarred by the fact that it's on a good day, they could accomplish the restoration of 1 by 1 square inch of the painting. And it wasn't that in the restoration process, if any part of their responsibility was to bring something new, but it was to restore it back to its original intention. The challenge was that when Da Vinci was creating the painting, he was also testing colors. He was also seeing what would work. And there were so many layers of his decision-making that was going into the painting before he made his final work. So you're working with somebody's thought process, restoring it back to their original intention and not imposing your own intentions on this work. And I cannot believe that on a good day, it would take them one they would be able to restore one by one square inch of the painting. And when you think, okay, this is somebody's full-time job that is managing a team, and it's not like every single day they were successful at that one square inch. It was on a good day. And I think sometimes when I look at my life, I get really frustrated. Very often I get frustrated because, you know, I'm not always successful at the tiny little bit that I'm entrusted in. And whether it's in business or in managing finances or in wanting to have more time for creative outlets. So often I can look at my life and I can just get so caught up in the one square inch of life, and I forget to step back and look at the whole picture of life and the whole measure of what I've been entrusted with. And it was
That's so good. Don't just breeze past that. That is so good.
And I think, I mean, that's like a, it's real. The way that I look at life, I'm very hard on myself, and I don't always feel successful if I haven't finished the whole project. More often than not, I feel like a failure if I haven't finished the full project.
But I think that's good that we continuously call each other up and we have standards that maybe are unattainable, because at least in striving for those standards, we're going to find the greatness that we're looking for.
Yeah. I think it's important to remind each other that as people that have been created by God, and that God has implanted these huge dreams into us, the association with being a Christian and a follower of Jesus should not be associated with being passive or being mediocre or not having giant dreams and ambitions. And I love how Pastor Aaron always says that if your dreams are small enough to accomplish by yourself, then they're not God dreams.
He gives us a gift that we create whatever we want to create from it.
Yeah.
So what you choose to create with your gifting, you have the opportunity to make whatever you want from it.
Yeah, that's super good. I actually wanted to read the scripture that I found. I think
you pulled out the big Bible.
It's the only one I have.
And for everybody on Spotify and iTunes listening to this as a podcast, we apologize for the line interruptions and some of the stuff that takes place here. We'd love for you guys to join us on YouTube and check it out on YouTube. But she pulled out a Bible that's about the size of a milk crate, and it has 100 post-it notes and whatever. And whenever I behave bad, she actually hits me with that in the back of the head and then reads scripture and chases me in line throughout the house.
I do not, but that's hilarious. Maybe I should start doing that. So 2 Corinthians 11, and I love, this is Paul, and he's writing to the Corinthian church, and in this section he's boasting about his sufferings. So I read this and it gives me so much peace and brings perspective into my life. And actually, to be really transparent, yesterday Felix and I were going through, I think, my life crisis. I was having a quarter life crisis.
It's always my life crisis.
And I can be very emotional and have a hard time separating feelings or emotions from reality. And he kind of checked me, and he was talking about how important it is to realize that the level in which you break should be reserved for like real life things. And you know, this past year and this season, I'm in a more fragile place than I'm comfortable in being. And so what it takes for me to break is so much smaller than what it used to or what it did in a different season when I was stronger. And in this passage, in Paul's writing about boasting about his sufferings, it says, I've worked much harder, been in prison more frequently, been flogged more severely, been exposed to death again and again. 5 times I received from the Jews the 40 lashes minus one. 3 times I was beaten with rods. 1 I was pelted with stones. 3 I was shipwrecked. I spent a night and a day in the open sea. I have been in constant move. I have been in danger from rivers, in danger from bandits, in danger from fellow Jews, in danger from Gentiles, in danger in the city, in danger in the country, in danger at sea, and in danger from false believers. I have labored and toiled and have often gone without sleep. I have known hunger and thirst and have often gone without food. I have been cold and naked. Besides everything else, I face daily the pressure of my concern for all the churches. Who is weak and I do not feel weak? Who is led to sin and I do not inwardly burn? If I must boast, I will boast of the things that show my weakness." And I was so encouraged by this passage because, first of all, I have nothing to complain about.
Paul had some challenges, to say the least.
I think if any of us measure our lives to what was happening in the first century church and what real danger looks like, it looks more like, you know, underground churches in parts of the world that you cannot walk freely or express your faith freely. Perhaps that is the beginning of what it would look like to live the way that Paul lived, and to be in the kind of danger that he did. But most of our Christian world doesn't face these things on a day-to-day basis. And so when I look at my first world issues, and there are issues, God has placed these passages in the scriptures to show the spectrum and the tenacity that it requires to walk with him, and hopes to strengthen us as well.
And sometimes comparison is dangerous, but it's also a personal reflection on what he's dealing with.
Yeah.
Although comparison is dangerous, I feel it's in the perspective. So Paul may have those challenges that were specific to him. We each have our challenges that are specific to us. And although they might not measure up to shipwrecks and flogging and persecution because of your belief system, they're still not of any less value and equally important to each one of us personally.
Yeah.
And I think we have to treat it with that much respect and honor and understand that people's personal challenges are equally important to them from their perspective.
Yes.
But the tools that you use to work through them, we all do share.
Yeah.
And that's the most important thing, that when we have an opportunity to share tools with each other that can make our lives easier and help people implement them into their personal problems and maybe put them into perspective on how they could work in their lives, mm-hmm. I think that's where you start to find some freedom.
Yeah. So looking at Paul's life and everything that he endured, and looking at the restoration of the Last Supper, those are such powerful reminders to us of what it looks like to live a life of dedication. One of my favorite things about Free People is that every week we have a new word. And once the new word has been announced, it is so easy to see how that word plays out in your week. And I think that's what we've got, right?
That's true. Right? How you start seeing it pop up and you're like, whoa, yeah. I didn't think of dedication that often.
Yeah, and so you see dedication everywhere in your life. And that the story with the Last Supper, I would have heard that story and I wouldn't have related it to an example of dedication, right? And I think that's the same thing with the scriptures. Like, God gives us these words in here so that they can illuminate in our lives and they can play out in real life. And so with dedication, like looking at the writings of Paul and looking at the story about the Da Vinci painting, I kind of want to encourage everybody to see, like, how do you see dedication in your life? Where areas that you can be more dedicated to? Where are the areas that you think perhaps that you're not being dedicated to, but you just need to take a step back? Perhaps you need to take a breath and look at the full picture of what you've been entrusted with and see and celebrate. Take a moment to celebrate the dedication that you've had in the past that's gotten you to where you are.
It's tough to think that we lose thousands and hundreds of people a day, but showing some appreciation for where you are can actually help save so many of those people. And I feel it's just really troubling times with so much to compare yourself to that we find ourselves with a sense of lack instead of a sense of more. And we're hoping that you feel like you may come here with a little less, but always leave with a little more, because we just want to contribute some perspective. And it was really troubling to see that this last week, a rapper was gunned down and robbed in a home invasion, and he was only 20 years old and was just starting to get a buzz in his career. And also this week, we lost a skateboarder who was 34 and a prominent skateboarder traveling the world. And I'm leaving these guys nameless out of respect to them and their families. But I'm also mentioning this to honor them and to honor people like them. that have these gifts that are larger than their person and are appreciated by the world and the community that they spearhead. I think the millennial generation has been plagued with so much to compare themselves to that they're a bit overwhelmed. And me being a generation or two past that, but still experiencing those same challenges, because not only am I compared to my generations, I'm compared to the generations that came after me at this scale. I just want to say we need to take a step back. We need to not base ourselves solely on comparison. Be fueled by comparison in a positive way and dedicate ourselves to good and dedicate ourselves to picking each other up and dedicate ourselves to healthy choices. Because to think that somebody is perpetuating and singing and mesmerizing folks to speak about gun violence and that kind of behavior, fall victim to exactly what he was preaching, that's kind of what was being discussed in everything that you were about. It's really tough for me to see a skateboarder who comes from, let's be real, skateboarding is a very big party culture. So to hear that a skateboarder OD'd, when's the party too much? Like, who was around you? Where did the party favors come from? Should something that could take your life even be considered a party? I'm torn, and it's hard for me to have things like this take place in front of me and not comment on them. I hope this helps somebody. I hope it creates some sort of perspective. It's our sole goal here to just share what we can and hopefully inspire and incite some people to be able to share further. We believe free people, literally.
I think the most terrifying thing as a parent is knowing how fragile and malleable like our children's brains are. And everything that they see, they absorb, and they're such quick learners. And when we talk about music and how important those lyrics are, and why worship music is so powerful, but all music is so powerful, because when you listen to something repeatedly, it's like a meditation, right? And you start to believe and absorb whatever the words are. And so I hope that when we look at creativity and when we look at art, we can be more dedicated to creating content that's good, music that is good, that is inspiring and uplifting and brings freedom to others, as opposed to anything else.
And I think a really dangerous perspective that I hear often from people who make dangerous music is that they compare it to like Arnold Schwarzenegger, Sylvester Stallone, and these big violent war films and like all this stuff in these movies. And how come you're calling out X and Y and Z rapper, but not calling out Schwarzenegger and Stallone or Bruce Willis or whatever? Well, I'm going to let you know why. Because people are not leaving the theater singing, meditating, perpetuating these huge war scenes or superhero Terminator scenes, but yet the music that you are funneling into your mind is creating a hypnotic effect that's then starting to show up through your life. Mm-hmm. And we can only give what we contain. And if you're containing all this negativity, it's eventually gonna seep out of you.
Yeah.
So tough one, tough note to end on. I apologize for getting heavy.
No, never apologize for getting heavy. I think that's.
But somebody has to do it.
Yeah.
Somebody has to stick their neck out there, get called out for wearing a weird orange pink shirt that says love on it, uh-huh. for speaking on the challenging issues, yeah. for speaking counterculture to my culture. Mm-hmm.
But that's kind of what we're about.
And lying. We're about lying too. And these Gerber puff snacks that kind of.
That we finished. It's all just sand in there.
No, there's like one. Well, there's one left now.
I think on that note, we will wrap up. Our word for the coming week is rest. And we'll be discussing that at Free People Social Night this Friday and in the next episode, the next conversation as well. So I would love, as I mentioned earlier, when you know the word, it starts to pop up in your life. I'd love for you watching or listening to think about rest and what that means to you, how it plays out in your life. How it plays out in your life and how we can all find more rest.
And we love hearing from you guys, because what we'd like to do is get information from you guys, our digital community, and share it with our physical community here on Friday night. If you're in the downtown area, we meet at Allies Gallery every Friday night at 8 p.m. And then we take what happens on Friday nights and we share it with you guys midweek. So let's build this community. You don't have to be in the building to be in the house, but we would love to see you in the house. And if not, we'll see you, or you'll listen to us and we'll read your comments, unless you send us a voice note, next week.
And remember, free people, free people. Don't hit me with the Bible.
How about a line? Just line, hold the big Bible. Lines highlighting the Bible. Hold the Bible.